From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would consider lifting sanctions against Russia if Moscow cooperates on matters of common interest. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal newspaper, Trump said he would keep the sanctions in effect at least for a period of time. However, he said he might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates with the United States on other matters. The U.S. initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. Last month, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from the United States and imposed additional sanctions in response to Moscow's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Mr. Trump also told the newspaper that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan part of China, would be up for negotiation. A Chinese government spokesman said the One China policy is the principal foundation of Sino-U.S. relations and is not negotiable. Several hundred people took part in an anti-Trump demonstration in downtown Washington Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network sponsored the rally.
We come to say to the Democrats in the Senate and in the House and into the moderate Republicans to get some backbone, get some guts.
The rally came as President-elect Trump criticized civil rights pioneer John Lewis on Twitter, calling him all talk and no action and sad. Lewis said that he would not attend Trump's inauguration next Friday because he does not consider him, in his words, a legitimate president. This is VOA News. Monitors say Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas Saturday. In the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, at least 30 people were killed, including jihadists, government forces, and civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the offensive came in waves of suicide attacks and rockets. Islamic State fighters are battling to gain full control of territory that links their de facto state capital of Raqqa in northern Syria with IS-controlled territory in neighboring Iraq. Government forces in Deir ez-Zor have been under siege by extremist fighters for nearly 2 years. Turkey's foreign minister says the United States will be invited to Syrian peace talks set to start in Kazakhstan later this month. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said that Turkey agreed with Russia to invite the U.S. representatives to the talks. The Obama administration had previously been frozen out of the peace process after talks between the United States and Russia broke down in late December. President Barack Obama has called on the American people to work to preserve democracy regardless of political affiliation. In his final weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that while in office he has seen the goodness, the resilience, and the hope of the American people, he said he is optimistic about the country's future.
It has been the honor of my life to serve you as president. 8 years later, I am even more optimistic about our country's promise, and I look forward to working along your side as a citizen for all my days that remain.
The president urged all Americans to be guardians of our democracy, saying the country's success depends on each person's participation.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff, Falcon 9.
The company SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket for the first time since a fireball engulfed a similar rocket on a Florida launch pad more than 4 months ago. The two-staged rocket lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California on Saturday morning to place 10 satellites into orbit for Iridium Communications. The satellites successfully deployed as part of a plan to replace older satellites that have outlived their usefulness. Following the launch, SpaceX landed the tall portion of the rocket, known as the first stage, on a platform in the Pacific Ocean. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.